You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the WDR Big Band and pianist Fred Hirsch, an album he put out in 2019, Begin Again. That was the track Rain Waltz, arrangements by Vince Mendoza. And that was music recorded in Cologne, Germany at the WDR studios in 2019. Solos from trumpet player Rud Brels and alto saxophonist Carlina Strossmeier. Music from the pen of Stevie Wonder before that, Golden Lady, from pianist Ben Patterson off his album Essential Elements, working with bassist Joshua Ramos and drummer John Dietemeyer. And the set started with music from trumpet player Joe Magnarelli's quintet, If You Could See Me Now. We heard The Tad Walk, saxophonist Ralph Moore, pianist Anthony Wanzi, bassist Deseron Douglas, and drummer George Flautis. Thank you.
It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars. Reaching for you. You're so far above me. How can I expect an angel like you to love me, who is so divine as you are? It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings, and a million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray that you surrender soon. Though it's like reaching for the moon. It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings, and a million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray that you surrender soon. Thank you.
bird note. In any given night of migration, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of birds travel across North America. And while clouds can obscure their view of the Earth, some birds take their directions from the stars, which act as road signs in the night sky. But the stars appear to rotate in the sky from dusk to dawn. So how do the birds find their way as their beacons move? That's what ornithologist Stephen Emlyn wanted to uncover with a series of experiments in the 1960s and 70s with the help of Indigo Buntings and the planetarium in Flint, Michigan. Emlyn placed the buntings